This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast.
From Joy 94.9.
What is that?
What the hell's going on?
You're the one with the buttons, man.
I'm the one in control. This is
all
why
right,
we need to look back.
In,
yeah,
we
do. We've started off really well, I think. Yeah.
We're really impressing them, aren't we?
We are joined in the studio by Bree Zilla, the fabulous glitter fist. 6 inches uncut, or 6 for short, but I don't think we'll be going short on that
we
one.
We always like to
and lovely Jessica McCurley, welcome.
Welcome.
Hi.
The applause is on the way.
There we go.
Now, we mentioned just before you got in that this is a bit early for midsummer interviews, although it's not that early because tickets are on sale.
Yes.
But the reason that we had to get you in really quick is you've got a possible campaign on the way now, and it's got the last day.
Yes, tomorrow at 8 p.m. it all finishes. So literally we're down to sort of the last 24 hours.
Okay, yeah.
And
tomorrow at 8?
At 8 p.m.
Okay, so we've got today and tomorrow, yeah.
Yes.
But obviously donating now would be ideal.
Yeah. And you can get amazing rewards as well. Like, we've got tickets, we've got merch, we've got avant-garde drag makeovers. There's all sorts of things.
So, like, let's talk about what it's all about. Glitterfist Libertine.
Yeah, what is that?
How did this come to be?
Well, I've been performing as my drag deity alter ego Glitterfist for a while, and this is basically like an origin story of Glitterfist, how they go from becoming this little energy in the ether to this big deity, like welcoming change and freaks of all flavours. And along the way, I think the energies pulling me into that orbit were Filth and Pleasure, embodied by 6 and Jessica McCurley. So essentially actually having the embodiment of Filth, which, I mean, that's just 6 anyway.
I mean, that's a great way to start, really.
Yeah. And Pleasure. It's just like a drag, surreal drag burlesque cabaret.
Right.
It's weird and fun.
Do you think that what you do now wouldn't have existed 10 years ago, would it?
Probably not. You know. I mean, I think there's been people playing with like gender bending drag, you know, not just drag king or drag king queen, but like.
Because it was for the community we're in, and this isn't the right word terminology, but perhaps it was a little bit vanilla back then. Now anything goes, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It should.
I think it's existed, but I think it was very, very underground. And I think now, like, especially with drag becoming so popular with mainstream audiences, not just LGBTQ audiences, people can enjoy all the different flavours of drag. Mm. And there's so many different flavours, as you would both know.
Very much. Love them all.
Yeah. So we explore some of those other flavours of drag that are in the middle. It's like drag queer rather than drag king or drag queen to me.
Yeah. It just, and I'm, you know, like, and mainstream things like, you know, way back, you know, it's years ago now when Conchita won Eurovision with a beard.
Yeah.
You know, that would never have happened, you know, 15 years ago. It was outrageous.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
If you're doing drag and you're dressing as a woman, you need a completely clean shaven look. It's, you know, and all that.
I love being a drag me. Yeah. I love it so much.
Yeah,
I'd like to do it sometimes. It's a hell of a lot easier.
Well, not if you do it like Glitterfist.
I've got that Greek look on my arms when I do this. I was at an event and a little girl came to me. She said, "Your arms are really hairy." And all I wanted to say to her was, "Santa's not real." But I didn't, because he obviously is real.
Last time I was frocked up, I did get you really should shave your legs. And I'm like, you really should shut
your mouth.
As a female identifying person, sometimes with hairy legs and hairy armpits, rude.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It is, isn't it? I mean, but that's what we are, that's the norm is that, you know, when you look under a girl's, I don't mean when you lift her arm. There's a small village. No, but you just, you know, generally women are expected to shave under their arms and all those sort of things. And, you know, and so that carries on into performance, doesn't it? You know, that, you know, with, and so Glitterfist sounds like you're pushing the boundary even a bit more than what's, you know, generally out there.
Well, I try to. I mean, I add more hair. I've got hair everywhere as Glitterfist. I've got hair all down the front and on my face. Like, I play, I guess, with, like, glamdrogyny, that sort of mixture of masculine and feminine. and a lot of blue clown wigs chopped up in various places.
It must be crazy to wash up the next morning.
Oh, it's a process when
but
I get home.
It's just what it is, though, isn't
That's
it?
True.
It doesn't mean you're going to add any little bit less, you know. Mm. My bit of rebel thing when I can't be bothered, I'm at a gig and I think, I really don't want to do this. The way I fight back is I don't paint my nails. It's outrageous, isn't it? So if you ever see me at a gig and I haven't painted my nails, it's because I couldn't give a shit.
I feel like I really need to up my game with kinging because I usually, my version, every time I try and do like a drag king act, I'm looking through all of my costumes and I end up saying, this is just my clothes.
Yeah, it's right. Just your wardrobe. I'm the same.
My drag king is just Jess with a mustache painted up.
Yeah. But isn't that then when with your act, then isn't it about, you know, it's about attitude and the way you perform
and you bring
it.
Plenty
and
of that.
You know, it isn't, you know, some people's act isn't about what they wear. My, you know, mine isn't about my makeup, you know. If I get it done,
it's
great. Well, really? You of all people. You can't even draw an eyebrow.
No, not even slightly.
But, you know, it's about attitude and what you do on the night with what you are delivering and what you have
dance
got.
Moves,
isn't it? Yeah.
For the most part.
Mm.
Dance
you
moves.
Know what really excites me is this is, you know, a very genderqueer, burlesque, non-binary space. Mm. And it's really interesting to create that you guys are creating this work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's really exciting for us as well. I think, you know, there's been a lot more attention on non-binary and gender fluid and genderqueer identities recently. And I think that's great. I see young people, like teenagers, identifying. And when I was growing up, like, I didn't even know it was an option, you know. And it's nice to explore performance that doesn't, like, if you take away binaries, it opens up so many different ways to perform.
And isn't it funny because people may not have even been realising that that's what they've been doing.
Yeah.
Mm. They've just never understood the depth in which you can take that.
Yeah.
We all look, though. I mean, I was having coffee earlier and I saw this guy walking in and I looked and I thought, oh, is that... And he was wearing a dress. I thought, oh, he's wearing a dress. And it was just, it still catches you off guard. I still think, you know, but I think what it is it's all right to look. It is all right to ask questions. Hmm. It's looking in the right way and asking questions in the right way. And, you know, we've been in this community a while now.
Yeah.
And you're still learning, you know, and there's always something a little new and different that's going to happen each and every day. And it's all right, isn't it?
Definitely.
You know, it's bad at being all right with it.
Yeah. I often catch myself just like looking at someone's outfit, but like ogling it, and so it can come across as like, what are you, a
judging
man or a woman?
You're right,
but
yeah,
I'm actually just like perving on them and going, I wonder where they got their shoes. They're really cool.
Well, and on that, I mean, I look at what Dean wears and I'm bamboozled.
Oh.
You know, and not, you know, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. And I just
it's a
wonder,
different expression.
How could you possibly get away with showing that much nipple?
It just pops out.
Yeah.
I can't control it.
It's like working with Janet Jackson. Mad Wednesday, Michael and Dean. We got guests.
We do. We've got Bree, 6 inches, and Jessica.
Yeah.
Hey.
And they are letting us know right now in ways that we can maybe donate a little bit of money to assist with their midsummer show, is it?
Yeah. So all of that money goes towards like marketing, posters, costumes, fabulous things. Art is expensive.
Yes, it is.
And we're really close. We just need a bit of extra help to get to our target tomorrow.
Great.
And you can, if you just Google Glitterfist and Possible, you should be able to find it, or go to the Glitterfist Facebook page or Glitterfist Apocalypse.
And you were saying there's it's not just a matter of donating. You know, you can get tickets to the show.
Yeah, well, that's it. If you give a bit of money, which you'd spend in your ticket anyway, it does make sense.
Yeah, yeah. And as well as, like, you know, you can get, like, VIP packages. We even have...
I love VIP packages.
Yes, you do.
Oh.
We have a debauchery package.
I think I like that more now.
I love that more.
We also have a certificate, like, certifiable end to all shame. We can actually guarantee that. So that's also one of the prizes.
That's a very big call.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know
I don't
have any doubt that you can raise that bar.
That's a new little marketing thing we'll need
call.
To add to our list.
Be absolved forever.
Yes. Gosh, that's an awful lot with you, Dean. You're gonna have to donate a lot of money for that.
Long list, long
there's
list.
Your nest egg gone. all right, now when are the dates? When is it on?
It's actually happening during Midsummer. Yes. It's also happening at the 86.
Yeah.
30th of January to the 3rd of Feb.
Yes.
So that's a nice little run.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's a great venue, obviously.
It is. It's a lovely venue.
It has been the home of the Yes campaign.
Yes, it has.
Yes, some amazing work going on.
That'll
there.
Be a listed building now.
You think Anthony's going to try to get Heritage listing now?
I think either the building will or Anthony will.
He'll try his best.
You can get all your tickets through midsummer.org.au.
And they're on sale now, but if you're going to buy a ticket, do the right thing
in
the next 24 hours and buy it via the possible give that they may grow and glitter up.
Exactly.
Yes, thank you.
Give good so on we you. Can actually have a show to show you.
Yes. Yeah, because you're right. Art does cost money.
Well, it is going on, obviously.
Yeah, regardless, we will make it happen.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's, you know, and I think people get it nowadays, you know, and if you've ever, you know, it's just trying to organise everything. As you said, it is really expensive trying to get everything, and trying to get any sort of sponsorship or funding is ridiculously difficult.
And you guys have been doing absolutely fantastic ways of doing it with performances at other nights like Honcho Disco and things like that.
Yeah.
So there's a real community, you know, coming together and helping to help get your art up.
Yeah, definitely.
Good
and,
on you.
Jess baked glitter biscuits, which were really, really popular.
I noticed you didn't bring any in.
Outrageous.
Sorry, they all sold.
Well, there you go.
Then you baked more. Righto. Thanks for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Here on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.